Some call Jordan Neely's choking death at the hands of a 24-year-old white Marine a criminal act. Others justify the killing as defensive against someone who was acting dangerously. The incident reminded some of the death of Eric Garner, while others recalled a time when residents felt besieged by violent crime. Witnesses say Neely was acting erratically on an F train in the New York subway Monday afternoon when he was tackled by bystanders. Police questioned the man, who was shown holding Neely in a headlock for at least 3 minutes, but released him without charges. Harlem resident Kyle Ishmael told the AP the video left him disgusted. "I couldn't believe this was happening on my subway in my city that I grew up in," he said. New York Mayor Eric Adams rejected criticism that he had not expressed enough outrage over the death, saying authorities are doing their investigation and he respects the process. Neely had a long record with more than 40 arrests and was wanted by police for an alleged 2021 assault. Friends who knew Neely said he was a gifted Michael Jackson impressionist and said they were in shock to find out he was living homeless when he was killed. He'd had a troubled childhood. He was 14 when his mother was strangled to death, and he testified against his mother's boyfriend at the murder trial. I'm Jennifer King.